So welcome to Brick by Brick, the new direction. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. and I'm going to give you everything I have. I'm going to make an attempt to be completely transparent. I'm going to launch us in a great direction, maybe a new direction. It's not my intent to change what I've already done, but it is my intent to take it to another level. You see, I have 100 people depending on me. In fact, most of the people that I know personally, their primary income is me. So what do? Well, I feel a call that I'm supposed to build a multi-million dollar business, but here's the deal. It's not for greed. It's not for money. In fact, I plan to give 80% of that money back. I just know that I'm supposed to do something. If you know anything about me, you know that from 6 to 14, I was homeless. And then I wound up getting adopted at 14 and then aging out of child protective services. I'm just trying to give back. And I think I can do it. No, in fact, I know I can do it. I have no doubt in myself. I have no idea how I'm going to do it, but I know for sure that I'm going to do it. So I figured we've been inspiring thousands of people every week about how to be successful. How about I show you the inside, behind the scenes, my struggles, my mess ups, my triumphs. How about I show you all of that? Show it to you well, show it to you transparently. And what's the best way to build your own self and your own business brick by brick than watching me build this brick by brick? So here's where we are. Here's what I'm doing. Here's what I believe can happen. Welcome to Brick by Brick.
Welcome, guys, to a new episode of Brick by Brick with Antonio T. Smith Jr. We are finally back together once again. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm ready to get some good recordings done. I know we're going to do one now since we're together in the actual studio. And I know we got some work to do, so we may record some on the go as well with our little phone system and stuff. So, yeah, I'm ready. What we got? What are we talking about?
So,
Hold on. How have you been? I talk to you every day.
I've been okay.
But I haven't seen you in a week or so. Two weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Okay. So, how have you been?
Good.
What is good?
Just everything's good.
Everything's good?
Mm-hmm.
I see your hair is done.
Yes.
That's pretty extravagant you got going on there. Tell us about your hair. What is this called?
Extravagant.
What is this called?
They're just twisted. My hair is in twist.
Your hair is in twist.
Yes.
Okay, so for the men out there who have no idea what you're saying.
Okay.
They're twisted. Are they like Arabian twist?
No, so they look like a rope.
Okay.
So you know how a rope is twisted?
Okay.
It looks like a rope.
It looks like that.
Yeah.
So you have one rope hanging across your head.
No, it's like a bunch of ropes.
Okay. So your head entails a bunch of ropes.
Yes, in man's language.
In man's language. Yeah. Not in women's language, because that didn't sound pretty at all in man's language. It's quite pretty. It's really glossy and stuff and
I like
neat.
That. Glossy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's glossy and neat, so
thanks.
How do you say that in women's language?
They're twist.
Okay, so let's see if we can set the stage here. So a woman is totally impressed with your hair. She goes, "Oh my God, it is," and finish that sentence for me.
Okay, they're crocheted twist.
Okay. Oh my God, your crocheted twists are beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so now the women know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so she has a bunch of ropes in her head. They look great. They're well-arranged.
Thanks.
Glossy ropes.
Well-arranged. That is such a guy description.
That's what I am. So they are well-arranged ropes that are really...
Would you describe this as a rope? Like, doesn't this look like a rope?
That looks exactly like a rope.
You're actually, I didn't know how else to
you're
describe
absolutely
it
correct.
To a guy.
Yeah. When we climbed a little, when you did an obstacle course.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And you climb up the wall. When we did that in the Army. Of course, it wasn't called obstacle. Well, it was obstacle course, but it was a bit different. But yeah, cool.
Was that during PT?
Not during PT. So PT is physical training. PT is something you normally do in the morning, but it's definitely during basic training. Mm-hmm. And it's towards the end. It's so in the Army, as Army goes, you have three phases. Well, at least it was that way when I was in the Army, mm-hmm. from 2000 to 2004. Red phase was the soldierization phase. Basically, they're knocking a civilian out of you, putting in a soldier in you. White phase is the weapon stage. And blue, I forget what it is, but it's like graduation stage. But it's, you know, you learn, you do your test and drill and ceremony, which is left, right. Okay, you know, all that stuff. And the DD2-100, I don't know why I still remember that stuff. That's the form, Department of Defense form. Well, anyway, doesn't matter. It's a drilling ceremony. And so in that blue phase, you would go do this, what you would call an obstacle course with your gas mask on, which is not called it is a gas mask, but it's not a gas mask, right? And, you know, you would do it. Great obstacle course that we had fun doing it. But it's really hard to run full speed in your BDUs, battle dress uniform, with it being 1,000 degrees outside or 0 below outside, depending on, you know, when you go to basic training. And you can barely breathe because you're wearing your protective mask, your... there's an acronym for it. I can't remember. Like, there's an Army guy out there going, oh, man, come on, you got it. I've been out for a while, though. It's like an NTB or something. Anyway, it's your chemical protective mask that you do that. So, yeah. All that to say, your hair is beautiful. How about that?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. There's your well-arranged ropes.
Well-arranged.
That are glossy and jet black. Good. All right. So that's what you did this new year. You got ropes.
I got ropes.
Outstanding. Well, your ropes are good. I'm sure you're going to find your husband with those ropes. No, you're not husband looking?
That's another episode.
Okay, guys, we've got Tippi. She's single.
Okay, you're
not too much. No? Okay, so one episode, we're going to do an episode just to find Tippi a husband.
Oh, my God, no.
Okay, well. We're moving on then. I think she has a topic.
Wow. So today's topic is about New Year's resolutions.
Ah.
How to.
Quite appropriate.
Well, I guess not how to make them, but how to maintain your New Year's resolutions.
Fair enough. So you want me to start? You got some questions for me?
You can start.
Okay. So, well. So you got New Year's resolutions, right? And everybody knows what they are. Even if you don't know what they are, you still know what they are because they're kind of self-explanatory. These are basically goals or standards that you've set for yourself that you want to move forward to and do these things, right? So some of you want to lose weight. Others want to start a business. Some of you just have very simple New Year's resolution goals like whatever happened in 2015, that was bad, I don't want to bring it into 2016, right? Then you have all these things that you want to do. So I guess, let me see, how can I attack this one? Well, first off, let me say, let's make it to where you can actually finish your goals this year. Is that okay? Like, mm-hmm. let's address that first. You need to put up whatever your resolution was. I don't know what it is. Whatever yours was, let's give you an example. Maybe you want to have 6 figures by the end of this year. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you want at least $100,000 in income by the end of this year. Couple of things there. Don't depend on that income to be salary. That's fair. All the wealthy people in the world, their income does not, most of their income does not come from salary. It comes from assets. Right? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, you work for somebody, it's not their job to make you rich. Now, I said that to say, first thing you need to do is you need to get educated in whatever it is that you set your New Year's resolution for. Here's why you need to immediately become educated. I'm sure Tempest is going to have a question when I say this here. Because you've got it, you want it, you're on fire, like ignorance on fire. I'm going to go lose weight. Yeah. And then you go to the gym and you work out for a week. And you're like, I didn't lose a single pound, mm-hmm. you know, and now you're depressed mm-hmm. because what you wanted to do and you went, man, I worked real hard at this. This was great. Yes. And you didn't see any results. Well, had you educated yourself on the art of weight loss, then you wouldn't be so depressed. Because if you try something 100%, and at the end of the week, year, or whatever, you know, when you look at your results and you don't see any, that's demoralizing. And then you stop because it's like, well, what am I doing this for? It's just like last year, right? Mm-hmm. And then you go into this Great Depression or whatever it is. So, and when you educate yourself on what you're actually trying to do, then you know, first and foremost, it won't be as easy. Because if it was easy, it wouldn't be a resolution for you. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay, that's number one. Two, anybody that educates themselves at what they want to do knows that it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. If you want to be unsuccessful in life, approach everything like a sprint. Because that is the fastest way to be unmotivated. When you say, I want a six-figure income, and then you look at January and you're like, I'm nowhere near this six-figure income, then you get depressed and you immediately fall off the wagon because you treated something that was over the long haul like a short-term mm-hmm. goal. And let's be honest, guys, if you set yourself a New Year's resolution, it wasn't a short-term goal.
Right.
So don't treat a long-term resolution like a short-term goal. Now, this is part of education. There's a psyche behind these things in which you need to know that, let's go back to the losing weight example. So yeah, you're working out, but 90% of losing weight is your diet.
Right.
You can burn calories all you want to, but if you're bringing in more calories than you're burning, you're never going to lose weight. And so there's a simple education thing behind learning out what you want to do, which also brings you to, you need a mentor. That's like the best form of education possible. So if you set a New Year's resolution, you want to lose weight, but you don't have a mentor, or and the mentor could be any, hopefully you have somebody, but a mentor can be a losing weight podcast, could be a losing weight book, it could be a losing weight diet, right? It's so many different things of people setting a path for you or benchmarks for you in which you can say, all right, I'm going to do this on this day and do that and do this. Why? Because my mentor, whether it be a book, a podcast, this podcast, preferably this podcast, pun intended, right? Although we're not a losing weight podcast, but you understand what I'm saying, right? Use, well, Tempest, I'll say, I need you listening audience, guys, understand what I'm saying. This podcast is awesome. Give me the hypnotic voice. Listen now. Okay, whatever I was trying to do, you understand what I'm trying to do. This is a great podcast. But anyway, so there's an education factor mm-hmm. behind keeping your New Year's resolution. But doesn't that make sense? The first thing I brought up about keeping up your New Year's resolution or following through with them is education. Mm-hmm. Notice I didn't say that anything that you thought I was going to say, I probably can say, but it all begins with education. Because here's the deal. Guys, listen, you don't need talent to lose weight. You don't need talent to be six figures. You don't need talent, whatever, to do whatever it is you want to do. Mm-hmm. You need the education. Mm-hmm. You don't need money. You need the education. Because where there's the education, there in lies or flows the money. What you can see in your... Now, Napoleon Hill, is that right? No, not Napoleon. Yeah, Napoleon Hill wrote in Think and Grow Rich that what your mind can conceive, it can achieve. Right? So when you think you can, then you will, but thinking you can without growing rich in the mind is futile. You will fail if you don't educate yourself first on what you're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, hit me with a hot question. I know you got some questions for me. Even something on that, whatever you want to do.
Do you believe in New Year's resolution?
So, I believe I'm a bit different, guys. Now, I have no problem with New Year's resolutions. And by all means, if you want to set a goal, set a goal. If you want to set a New Year's resolution, set a New Year's resolution. And they're good. They have, New Year's resolutions have their places. And I know I haven't answered the question yet, but I will. Let me just set it up.
Okay.
Right? New Year's resolutions, they have their place. Why? Because it's a new year. So what you basically done is you benchmarked. You set a benchmark for your life. And you said, all right, I've looked beyond my present, and I'm now setting a new path for me for the next 365 or 366, depending on leap year, right? The next 365 or 66 days, I'm setting a new path for my life. Of course, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It is a wonderful idea to say to yourself, yes, for the next segment of my life, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get better at this, and I'm going to stop doing this because it hurt me. That's wonderful. That is exactly what you should do, right? It is. That's exactly, okay. That is exactly what you should do.
However.
Well, okay, so however, I don't set New Year's resolutions. Okay. I don't. But that doesn't mean that I don't set goals every year, right? First off, that's a bit unfair because I operate on a fiscal year. So for me, the year starts October 1st of whatever that year is, okay, for one. Two, well, we covered this on another podcast before, but we're going to go in more depth or more detail. Depth is what I should have said, but more detail. I set defining moments, okay? Mm-hmm. So I have no idea which podcast is on. Here's what I do, guys. I set defining moments. So right now, here's one of my defining moments that I set for myself, and this is real life action, real surprise. So, in fact, I'm fit to include Tempest in this here. So, Tempest, mm-hmm. You first met me about 5-6 years ago, mm-hmm. And was I in school when you met me?
Not at that moment.
Okay, not at that moment. Had I been in school yet?
You were before I met you.
Okay, but not at that moment. Because I was getting ready to transfer or something. Yes. Like. Okay, good, great. So, and I told you, I let you into my little life, my little circle, and I told you, well, I want to go to a certain school. Do you remember? Do you remember the school?
I mean, yes, yeah, the school you graduated from, right?
No, well, yeah, I was going to go there, but there was another school that I was looking at. And I said I wanted to do. Do you remember?
So that's what I think.
Let's go ahead and say it. I don't want to leave you. I'm looking away. She can't see me.
Was it Rice?
Yes. Okay, great, great. So here's the deal. So Rice University, right? Like, so Rice, dear Rice University staff, allow me to switch subjects real quick. I mean, switch moods. Rice University staff, please know that I'm coming your way.
Oh, my God.
So if you're listening to this podcast, allow this podcast to give me favor when I come and apply, okay? So, yeah, I'm coming, right? Nah, okay, let me... Now that I'm back for that little personal plug to Rice. But again, though, Rice University, I'm coming. Okay, I'm trying to hypnotize it. If I knew how to hypnotize, anyway, that would be awesome. But anyway, so here's what I did. Before I ever enrolled in DeVry University, that's the first school I went to. I went there for... I don't know, 32 hours, I think. Was that it? Was that on my transcript?
Something like that.
Okay, it was 32 hours. I went there, and I transferred to Houston Baptist University down here in Houston, Texas. But before I ever did that, I had on my little laptop. It was a crappy laptop, but I saved a little PDF and a little screenshot picture on my laptop that I was going to Rice. And I set a defining moment for myself that I would get my doctorate's degree from Rice University. Mm-hmm. And from that moment forth, that's all I wanted as far as the educational goal. Now, here's the deal. Here's why I don't set New Year's resolution, but I'm not talking against them. Here's just what I do, and I hope it helps you guys. So, Tempest, now be honest. When I graduated with my bachelor's, because you were there, you were actually in the ceremony, how did I react?
You were happy, but you were like, okay, that's over.
Okay, that's over. And what did okay, that's over mean?
I have more to do.
Okay, exactly. And when I graduated from my master's, mm-hmm. and when I graduated with my master's, that was even worse than the bachelor's. What did I do then?
Okay, that's good. But I still have more to do.
Okay, so here's what I do, guys.
But you did celebrate the master's more than you did the bachelor's.
Exactly. Because over the course of years, I've grown as a person, and I've recognized you need to pause mm-hmm. and celebrate the good things. Instead of always moving on to the next one. Mm-hmm. But here's my point that I'm trying to tell you guys. Since doctorates has always been in my defining moment, there was no reason to do a big grand celebration for the bachelor's or a big grand celebration for the master's. These are great accomplishments, and for some people, that's their defining moment. And the truth is, I'm the first graduate from my family ever. I don't have anybody who's ever, ever, ever graduated from college. This none whatsoever. But that wasn't a big deal for me because that wasn't my defining moment. It made other people proud, but it wasn't my mm-hmm. defining moment. The doctorate degree from Rice University, a specific university. Why? Because it was just somewhere I just picked, you know, and then I looked at it and I was like, man, rice. I know rice. That sounds pretty. I had no idea how prestigious at the time rice was, but the more I come to find, the more I learned how prestigious rice is. But here's the point. Anybody that came into my life that did not fit me being a doctor's degree, I didn't associate with. Is that starting to make sense now? Mm-hmm. See, my defining moment dictated my life. I can't be out here selling cocaine or, I don't know, racing cars. Not that that's a bad thing. If you're at NASCAR, it's a good thing, mm-hmm. right? But NASCAR, if I was a NASCAR driver, it would be hard for me to go to Rice because I got to be good at one of those things, either Rice or NASCAR. Basically, my defining moment has always kept me on pace, on track, with the place, with the direction, with the things that I associate with to get into Rice University. So anything before me paled into comparison because my defining moment was Rice University. So if you were trying to get me to go somewhere else, I'm going to Rice University. If you were trying to get me into the club but not into college, I'm sorry, we can't hang out because I'm going to Rice University. Your defining moment will dictate to you everything else. So since I was only focused on Rice, everything fell into place for me. Of course I had to get my bachelor's because I had focused on the doctorate. See, so it's not to say I'm so focused on my doctorate that I'm missing what's in front of me now. It's simply saying that there's no breaks. I finished my bachelor's with no breaks. I didn't take a semester off. I didn't do anything. Not a summer. The master's, I went to bachelor's, and I graduated from my bachelor's in May. I was enrolled in grad school and attending grad school in August, right? Because there was no time to take 2 years off and doing all this thing. So basically, I set defining moments. So maybe you don't want to have a doctor's in philosophy, but you want to have a doctor's in med school, right? And doctor's in medicine. Well, I basically have become my doctor's degree before I ever got my doctor's degree. So my life will entail me having a doctor's degree. Why? Because my mind already went out there. Now my body must follow. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't really do New Year's resolutions, because my New Year's resolutions pale into comparison to my defining moment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not, I'm not saying New Year's resolutions are bad. They're great. I'm just thinking way more out than 365 days. Mm-hmm. And so since I'm thinking more of 10 years out, mm-hmm. the 365 days have to respect my 10 years out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So that's what I do. Got another one?
No, not really.
Okay, so I must answer the good. There is something I do want to add to this, and I'll do it as my closing thoughts. Follow through. Here's the deal, guys. You got your New Year's resolutions. You're focused. But now life has happened, right? What is this? This is, there's been a week and a half or 2 weeks past in January already. And by now, life has happened. You've got a setback by now. Don't let setbacks set you back. Don't break down before you break through. There are some things in your life that will happen, but follow through. Listen to me. You will never be anything on planet Earth unless you follow through what you said. If when I'm hiring, when your boss is hiring, when Warren Buffett is hiring, when Bill Gates, CEO of Tesla, Musk, right? When Mr. Musk is high, Elon, there's his name. Jesus, I don't know what's going on, right? With my brain. When all these guys are hiring, they're not interested in your education. I mean, yeah, there is an aspect of that. Mm-hmm. They're more interested in what have you done. See, good companies, Google, Apple, their interview questions are designed not to see just how smart you are. Because here's the deal. Everybody's smart if you put them in the right environment. If you put them in the right environment and if you put them in their gift, everybody has genius level talent inside of them. Period. Point blank. If you don't believe that, then you're around the wrong people. You are a genius if I put you in your genius level area. If you're an administrative assistant, you're a genius there. Stay there. The problem is, since everybody, since 7 billion people on planet Earth are geniuses, now, it's not the smarts that I just need now. I need to know the follow through. I need to know how is it that you're going to follow through. Therefore, what have you done? So right now, guys, if you want to finish your New Year's resolutions, start small with the small victories. Let those small victories pump you up so you can start getting to the big victories. Because if you go straight for the big victory and you fail, you're going to be depressed. However, if you get confident in those smaller victories and you do fail, you'll be smart enough not to recognize failure for what it is. Now you just have to go around a little bit and do something else. Follow through is the only way you will finish your New Year's resolutions. The people that you want to work for, the people that are hiring you, they're not looking at how smart you are. They do want people smarter than them, but that's everybody. Now, how can you follow through? Andy Stanley says it better this way. It's easier to educate a doer than it is to activate a thinker. I'll let that sit right there for a little bit. And those are my closing thoughts.
Okay, guys. Well, there you have it. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Brick by Brick. If you would please like, rate, comment, and subscribe, that will help us greatly. We do thrive off of your feedback, so help us help you better. If you have any questions or if you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, you can email us at info@revtony.org or you can tweet Antonio at RevTonyWAU. Thanks for tuning in.
All right, guys. We like positive vibes, so positive vibes only. I'll figure out some cool way to say that in a little bit. All right, but let's just keep it straight to the point. Positive vibes only.
Hi, guys. Just want to thank you guys once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information about us, about what's going on with our company, you can visit revtony.org. That's RevTony.org. There you'll find more information about Antonio, his book, Keep Walking, and future books, future projects. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Please, please, please comment, rate, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you won't have to keep checking back. The episodes will just automatically download to you and you'll get notifications like that. But please comment and rate. Your comments actually help us become better, but also lets the world know what we're doing. So that would be most appreciated. Thanks again. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And that's right, guys. I completely agree with Tempest. I definitely appreciate you for what you do. You can go anywhere else and do all that you want to do and be all that you want to be. But for whatever reason, you came here to this podcast, and I'm so grateful. Please continue to rate and comment. Just as Tempest has said, we definitely appreciate that. We started this as a motivational tool just for average people trying to do extra average things. So we definitely appreciate that. Listen, we're just regular. We're just regular, doing irregular, and giving it all back to you. Keep listening, and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.